The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. A natural born killer, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the crisis!
Hey everybody, what's up? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom show, and I don't mind saying, I look HD.
You don't actually look as good as I thought you were going to look.
I'll be honest, well, Jay, I look better in this old camera that we have than you do. Your camera is a dope camera. Something's still not right.
There's something going on. Bobby, you were there to set him up. You don't look as good as me, Jay.
Oh, no. Nowhere nearly as good as
Lois. No, you have like lighting and shit and everything.
Oh, that's what it is. It's your window and no lighting in front of
it. Oh, yeah. Without lighting, it's going to be terrible.
Well, it's better than it was.
Yes. Actually, substantially better than it was. Yes. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Thank you. Hey, that's our new motto.
Hey, thanks for giving me that.
Better than it was.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys giving me that. Of course, the Skanks are all here. It's Davey Smith. It's Louis J. Gomez.
What's up?
We're kicking it old school. We're kicking it old school style, just the three of us.
Oh, dude, I'm so fucking upset right now.
Why?
As I'm watching Jay smoke his joint, I realize that I left my dab rig upstairs.
Aww.
And I want to smoke dabs so badly.
I feel like those coughs from the dabs have literally hurt my body. Like my chest and back hurt from coughing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get you fucking super high though.
It's like a good pain. You're working out your chest and back.
It sure does. Yeah. It sure does.
I was listening to 2001 Forgot About Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
I think that's the song. This the song on it where but at one point Snoop Dogg's like, no stems, no seeds, just that sticky, icky, icky. And I'm like, we've come a long way.
Yeah, that was like bragging. In 2001, that was like, whoa, who's this guy's connect?
No stems, no seeds.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Are you nuts? None. You're telling me zero.
I did not have to be
a famous rapper.
When I started with weed, I will say it was already close to past the idea that you'd have to pull up. I remember minimal weed things where I've had to like go pull a bunch of seeds down.
Remember
those days are over.
And Lewis is old school pot smoker like me. I mean, I remember like teenage years, like early 20s years like that. But for me, really teenage years where you would, when the guys who could get you decent shit weren't answering. And this is back then, getting weed was a thing back then.
Yeah.
It was like a fucking ordeal.
There'd be days where you were dry. You're like, I'm dry.
Itching. I smoked weed as like a teenager. I mean, I remember the thing being going to payphones that call back, because most payphones they made it so you couldn't call back from. You had to go to payphones that you and call and beep somebody, and then sit there by the payphone waiting. And you'd be annoyed if anyone came up and like used the payphone, and you're like, "Motherfucker, don't ruin this for me."
Then
if your good people weren't around or just didn't have their shit, getting bags that were like,
70% seeds.
Yes, literally. Like
you'd
just
open it up
seeds,
and you'd like, open the bud, God. And like 30 seeds would fall out of one bud, and you're like,
you'd be trying to find little bits of bud in between the stems and seeds. It was just brutal.
Yeah,
that just gave you a headache.
And there'd be a pile of seeds.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then people be like, you got to keep that and grow your own
seeds.
And then you do, you plant one, and then you see one little green leaf come out of the ground. And you're like, I'm growing weed.
And then you hear a helicopter once, and you're like, they're coming for me. I got to throw this away.
Yeah, dude, but that's exactly
my whole situation has been found out. It's compromised.
That's exactly true. I mean, when I first started smoking weed, we'd smoke regs is what we smoked. It would be a special treat that we were getting, like hydro. It was called
kind
hydro,
bud, as we used
kind
to call
bud,
it.
Hydro, what was it called? The
chronic.
One it was. No, it was. It's essentially the difference between sativa and the other one now.
Indica.
Yeah, an indica, but it's the one that gets you like really sleepy. What did they call it back in the
purple
day?
Purple haze.
Haze. Not even just purple haze. You call it haze. Like, oh, you got that haze. You got that dro. And the haze was always kind of funky and sticky. It used to get you really fucking high. You smell like cat piss sometimes. Ooh, that was a strain at one point. It was cat piss.
Yeah, it was, you were smoking cat piss.
Oh, wait a minute. Come to think of it,
pregnant women shouldn't smoke that.
There was.
Come to think of it, I did hear a meow right before I gave him the 20.
Wait a minute, that guy sold me kitty litter. Yeah, but my the first time I got weed, my uncle bought me weed. My uncle Raymond.
That's trashy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really garbage.
Can we just steal? Can we steal all your garbage's premise and just make that our show now?
That's pretty garbage.
Sure. They left the network. Why not?
Yeah, that is garbage.
My uncle thought I could draw, and he asked me to draw pornographic pictures that he could sell, he thought, in a magazine or something.
Oh, that is so weird.
And
your uncle just
that,
asked you to draw so he could jerk off to it?
No. It was to make money, ultimately. He was a drug addict. And I drew a picture that was not... It was just ridiculous, and it wasn't like a super... It was just a naked girl, and it wasn't very good, and... But my stepfather found me doing it, and my uncle didn't really present. I was young. My uncle didn't really present it like it was, you're doing something bad here. It was a way to make money. So my step-pop, I thought, was so cool. I'm like, yeah, this is great. Uncle Mark said if I just draw like dirty pictures that he gets out. And it was a whole thing. It was a whole
What was the thing? Like, was your stepfather like, what the fuck, dude? Like, this is a child. You're having him draw really inappropriate photos.
Yes.
I'm going to fucking beat your ass, you weird pervert.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was like that.
That would be my reaction.
Yeah.
If some adult man was in my son's life, having him draw nudie photos of gals, guys, whatever it is.
I would
Lewis, fuck that person up.
We got to talk.
I've been having James do some pretty wild. The kid's got the artist's eye. I don't know how else to describe it.
And he loved it. I loved it. I'm just not seeing who the victim is here.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Like at the time, I never thought and you know, when you're a kid, the first thing you think, I'm like, oh, I just blew it with cool Uncle Mark and went to draw dirty pictures. You don't see the adult side of it.
That was actually the name of the magazine spread. Blow it with Mark.
Blowing with Mark.
Blow it with Mark.
But it's so interesting. You know, it's funny. It was a million years ago. It's so. Have you been able to see any of? You both had pretty young parents too, for the most part. So, like, do you see like the aging of people? We always do this with like our celebrities. We did it with our celebrity ones of girls, but how about just like girls from high school, or even better, the 20-something year olds when you were like fucking 15 or 13, and you were like, damn, she's. I had it with my mom. My mom went back to college when she was 29, so she had some friends that would come around that were like 24, 25. You know what I mean? Like 22, some of them, and they were just, some of them were so hot. And then I just see them on Facebook sometimes. You go, oh shit, it's like a fucking, now here it is, like a 55-year-old woman, 60-year-old woman.
Eileen, who worked at Bruno's hair salon with my mom.
Of course.
That was the one. She was 19 years old. Like, she was just a fucking little slice of heaven.
And you were what, 11?
11. I was 11. She was 19. I was 11. I used to have her wash my hair in the hair salon just because her having her fingers go through my hair.
And her tits over your face.
Oh, dude, she was so hot. She was truly gorgeous. She was like half Filipino, like super rich parents, drove a BMW, just like a little fucking smoke show. And I was thinking about it. I was like, she was 8 years older than me. This bitch is 50 now. How depressing is that? There's no way she's a little hot smoke show anymore.
No,
impossible.
You're not 50. I mean, you're not 42.
I'm 40. I'm going to be 40 in a few months.
Oh
so
God,
she's
you're going to be 40.
It's crazy.
Oh.
It's wild. It is a wild thing.
And I guess it doesn't feel like that because you never matured.
It's pretty wild.
Because you're still a loser. This is weird.
I'm going to be 44 in December.
Yeah, but 40 just has a big feel to it.
It does. Like, no, for sure.
It is December. Your birthday is in 5 days, Jay.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna be 44 in 5 days.
Oh yeah, I totally. That's right. It's in 5 days. I just kind of furious. Amazon
1-800 flowers.
I'm so glad we don't buy each other gifts for our birthdays. This is gonna be infuriating. I can't deal with that.
No, for me, it's more. If I was gonna get you guys a, it's like something like we did before. I'm like, to me, it was. It's like such a big memory to me, or dumb. Fucking great memory for me was the three of us at like Billy Joel. That was like awesome.
That was fun.
I just had so much fun.
I'm
with
not
that.
Like, I don't know.
So it'd
I
just, it would be something like that, you know what I mean? Or
that,
something that made sense.
That doesn't even register in my memories with you.
Wow. Like,
it's so far down on my cool memories with you. It's pretty funny. That's how far off we are.
Well, dude, it's just a thing where we're always in such like a world, like, I don't know how to describe it, like, just so opposite of that, that like the three of us just like, it was just silly fun. You know, I mean, we knew all the words of the songs. Everyone was kind of dancing in the aisles.
I enjoyed the show,
too.
But, like, more memorable for me with you guys was, like, the first time we did White Boy Weekend.
Oh, yeah. That was huge.
I mean, we fucking, you know, went to a concert.
White Boy Weekend was wild.
Yeah, White Boy Weekend got crazy, dude.
Wait, which was White Boy Weekend?
We only did one White Boy Weekend, really. That was going to
film. A bunch of metal shows, film some pornos. I don't know, dude. It was a crazy.
Oh, yeah. The UFC, Anderson Silva.
Yes.
UFC. Yeah. Almost got into a fight, got chumped in front of Katie. Damn.
It was Ozfest.
Katie got chumped and we just let it happen.
Then the drive home, I almost got into a fight with your guy's friend.
Oh yeah, Wes.
And then we went back to my house, and that all culminated in us going back to my place because no one was there. I think Carla and Isabella were gone for the weekend.
And we did mushrooms. I will say, in hindsight, I get his perspective on it is really funny, dude. If you smoke cigarettes, and at the time I smoked cigarettes, so I think I was less. Like I don't remember
what the initial fight was about.
Well, it started with Jay was just smoking cigarettes in the driver's seat, and Wes is sitting in the back seat behind him and doesn't smoke cigarettes. That is like, and is just on a 3-hour drive getting just douched with fucking cigarette smoke in the face. And then it was over.
Welcome
like.
Welcome to every time we record the Legion of Skanks podcast at the stand.
Yeah, but it's like but it's something about a car front to back seat is just. You're really getting
it. It creates like a wind vortex where the smoke circulates around your head and through your nostrils and into your lungs and out your mouth. And
that's
out
funny.
The
it's supposed to go right out the window. But that's not even what sparked it. That was the straw. That was the thing. The weekend.
Oh, he was just annoying the shit out of you the whole weekend.
It would be like trying to bring. We have friends that are quirky for sure. And if you brought them to like a bunch of people who don't know them, do you know what I mean? Like the things that you don't overthink about are a little like, oh Jesus. Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, he's a complainer. So he's going to complain a lot about stuff. You know what I'm saying? Things like that.
Wes he was the odd one out where like we were, it was also a different thing because we looked up to you so much. And Wes wasn't in the world of looking up to Big J.
Sure.
He was just friends with us and you were just some dude to him. You know what I'm saying? Like you were a comic who was funny, but we romanticized comedy in such a big way. It was like, this is Big J. We're fucking
sure.
Wes is like, yeah, dude, I work for JP Morgan Chase as a manager. I make more money than everybody in this car. Fuck you.
He was making a lot more money than everyone in that car.
Sure,
at the time.
By far. But like, but it was just like, but you guys knew it. To a degree, it was just like it was just the dumbest thing. It was like talking 100% through a movie we watched, if you recall.
Yes. He was annoying the shit out of you. I do remember all that now. Yes.
No, it was, it was water and oil. And by the way, you and Wes get along now. You guys have hung out since, and Wes is a great dude. But I completely understand what you're saying. It would be like bringing Zach. Remember that black girl that I dated for a little while? That hot half black chick? It'd be like bringing Zach to like one of her like friends' house parties.
Right.
But it's not Zach's not a bad person. Those aren't bad people. This just isn't the right mix. Like Zach's like, they're like, why is this big fat punk rock guy piercing
his Jamal,
neck?
How do you know my girlfriend? Why is your friend cutting in his forehead? Yeah. Oh, he just does that every now and then when he gets hungry. He gets hungry a lot.
Lewis, your fat friend outside having people staple dollars to him. He's fucking up the barbecue.
But that's literally what it would be like. That's the type of off that it was. So it wasn't, there was no bad people or no, like, nobody really even did anything wrong. It's just like, I would understand why those like, black people like would jump it was Zach like, at that party.
But it was bubbling up the whole weekend. And then in the car, I think Jay had just like had it with West. And it was just like that thing, you know, like by like night three of a weekend of partying and hanging out the whole time. Well, that didn't help. But it's like night three of partying and hanging out. And that just that feeling of driving home being over it, I think, just like that. And it had been bubbling up the whole time. And then I think no,
we're getting ready to go do mushrooms. We were like in a pretty good
It was literally just Wes started bitching about you smoking in the car, which is in your car. And it just it whatever it was, like one thing wrong was said to one thing wrong was said, and it just bubbled over to like
I was acting like a bitch.
Oh, is that what it was? Okay, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, Wes. Hell yeah, Wes. I'm more on the side now.
Well, I pulled the car over on the side of the highway.
Yeah, yeah,
I was like, okay. Let's find out. Yeah,
well, I'm not gonna drive anymore, so you apologize.
Yeah.
You're a total bitch.
I'm not driving you. Get out of the car. I don't like you anymore. No, it got heated. And then it was just like a quiet, like almost pleasant goodbye. Like it just, no one talked anymore. When he got out of the car, he was like, all right, thanks, man. Later. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah,
it is what it is, and it was never like I don't think any kind of like ripple effect.
No,
of it
I don't
much.
Think so.
It was fine. You were fine. Next time you saw him, it was fine. It was just it's grating. There's people that I like that I really like, but if I spend a full weekend with them, by the end of the weekend, I'm gonna probably be sort of grumpy and shitty.
Enough. I also don't know. Yeah. I think that's just people, right? Like, there's also something when you're that age and you're broke. It's like if you're gonna do a weekend together, you're like, okay, we're all gonna be on top of each other the entire time. Whereas like now, even if I spent like a weekend,
it was four of us sharing a room.
Guys,
if you remember, it was four of us in one room.
Yeah, yeah. It was like someone. There's like a cot and a.
Such a big factor. You forget that like yes, we're so broke that we're four men sharing a room. There's no escaping each other. We're like jerking off dry, standing up in the bathroom, taking turns. Like, it sucks, dude. It fucking sucks.
Whereas like now, if you spend a whole weekend with somebody, there's going to be a point where you're like, oh, okay, we'll meet up in a few hours. I'm going to go back to my suite,
you're going to go back to your
The one girl we were hanging out with got called fat in front of all of us. We did nothing and she left.
Well, I mean, look,
did nothing.
Two major factors.
Like we didn't
there.
Hear it.
We didn't want to fight.
Did you say she's a bat? She's a girl.
Well, look, we didn't want to fight these guys, and she could stand to lose a few pounds. So it was
funny if we said to her, they go, oh, they're not talking about you. They're talking about some fat chick.
No,
in the belly.
No, they said you're all that.
Yeah, they said you're all that in a bag of chips. He said I'm super fat and look like a bag of chips. No, you hear what you want to hear.
I'm super fat and I exclusively eat chips. He just said that. No, I was eating chips at the time.
No, you're drinking this in the way you want. You're wanting to get angry.
I think you're having a hard time hearing through the crunching of the chips in your mouth.
But that was a fucking wacky week. And I said it was just like a. It's like a thing, you know what I mean? Like,
but that's almost. You're right. It wasn't as. "Quote unquote pleasant of a week." It was a degenerate weekend. It was sort of like these formative years of like our friendship and sort of before Legion of Skanks was a thing. This is sort of what the show was built off of. It was like weekends like this where we would just be fucking idiots and we would make the most fun out of what we had. Chicken salad out of chicken shit, right? So with the Billy Joel thing, we were in a little bit of a different place. It just wasn't as. Like White Boy Weekend's like a moment. Like if I wrote a book about us. It will be a chapter one.
We enjoyed ourselves.
They're the same thing for me in that I said it's us, zero work involved, just doing like a buddies thing. That's rare.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It was like kind of like cool like that. So the Billy Joel, there was nothing attached to it other than us just going to a concert and having fun.
I think, but yeah, besides that, birthday presents and shit, like, no, we really don't do that for each other.
No, if there was never thing, like really if there was a thing to. That made sense, I thought of something for you guys for credit. I won't tell you, but it's like not even anything. It's like expensive or anything. It's something I just thought would be cool that we all had. Like, this you know what I mean? Stuff like that.
I thought about buying you both Christmas gifts.
Three
this year.
Necklaces that you put together that all fit into each other.
That is correct. It's three pieces of a heart.
I mean, it would definitely like, it's like, oh, if we're all hanging out or something like that, you'd like, yeah, maybe like go out to dinner or something like that. We used to do shit like that.
Yeah.
Like go out or something.
I just, you know what it is? Like I have a weird thing. Like if we went out to a bar, I would have a hard time accepting with anybody. If somebody says, oh, let me buy you a drink. My instant reaction is no, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'll just get my own. No big deal.
Yeah, instant, me too.
That's just my reaction. It's not like it's not even like an ego thing or like, I'm simply you know, my natural reaction is to say no to that. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a better way to be. Let me buy my drinks. You buy your drinks. We get all fucking cheers. Why does it gotta be this thing? We're buying each other.
Well, you know what? Here's what it is. But here's what it is though. For you, like for yourself, you never assume other people are like this. But when I buy a bunch of, like, if I bought a round of drinks, I'm like, I just bought a round of drinks, whatever. When the person comes in and says, all right, I'm going to get next round, some part of you still goes like, well, now you think like you're paying me back or I owe you after this. It's like I start thinking of like what their intentions are of it, where they might just have the same exact thing. But I'm like, I don't want to owe you.
I don't want to be in debt. Yeah, dude. Did you get the last drink? Well, now I owe you a drink. I don't know, dude. Just buy your own fucking drink.
It's like if I leave after this drink, am I a dick for not leaving a couple bucks to get you your next drink?
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, if I sit down and have a meal with somebody, I like to offer to pay. And then if the person is wildly more successful than me and they insist on paying, I'll allow that. But I don't like to be like, okay, I owe 20 and you owe 30. And wait, well, I got the one drink and I got that. I like okay, someone's paying. Like someone's just like, I'll take this one. And I almost always offer to do it. But yeah. They're way more successful and they're just like, I'm paying. I'm not going to argue with them.
Oh, I'll never argue with that. But I actually I do usually. Usually it's a little back and forth.
Yes, I'll give you one volley.
I got caught on that recently because I ended up doing the thing. I was like, no, please. And then I'm like, cool. And they were it was like an investor or so, like somebody was like a multimillionaire. And we're like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm dead now. This is stupid. Why did I do that?
Yeah, when you're broke, it's such a fucking different. It's exactly then when people give you things, you're like, fuck, dude, I don't have enough to get you something back. This sucks. Yeah. But I mean, like, I think gifts for friends ultimately kind of come down to, like I said, if there's something like, I'm more likely to give you something in fucking June, Dave, because I saw something that I was like, oh, dude, Dave's got to have this. Do you know what I mean?
Well, what are you going to get me in June?
I don't know. Something you got to have.
Something for the summer?
Snow boots.
I'll say something. Maybe row 30, seats 1, 2, and 3, a Billy Joel of the Garden. I actually said recently that we should do a Billy Joel, like a big group outing.
Okay, real quick, guys, we must take a moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Yo Delta makes the best Delta 8 products in the world, both gummies and vapes. They get you super high. Delta 8 Vampire.
Gum, dog.
You listen to me. I know that you have been in a great mood. The holiday season is upon us. How was your Thanksgiving?
Dope. Yes, they let me kill the live turkey and take the blood out. And then we had it halal style.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Too much turkey.
I'll tell you right now, during the holiday season, I love getting super stoned. Delta 8 does the trick. It really does. It's legal. I don't have to worry about fucking getting pulled over by the cops. I have it in my car. I don't have to worry about the stigmas attached to doing crimes overall. Yes. I don't like crimes. Everyone knows that about me.
Every Thanksgiving, my mother starts breaking my balls about my career decisions and my open bisexuality.
Here's the deal. Right now, go to yodelta.com, grab some gummies or vapes. You get them really, really cheap. They're already affordable, but if you use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off your order. It's shipped right to your house. It's legal in most places.
You get some amazing Delta 8 products. Dudes and chicks now. The door's open. Let's party with some Delta 8.
YoDelta.com, home of the best Delta 8. That's going to get you super high.
Fill me up.
Use that promo code GAS. All right, where were we? I just went to go see Little Shop of Horror. It was awesome.
I saw your stories on that. Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. It was really fun. It was off Broadway, so it was a little small theater. Yeah. It was like a high quality production of it. So the plant looked fucking awesome. Like
really?
the beginning of the play where the plant's small, it's just a puppet. Like the guy's like doing like a fucking it's really cool, dude. And then by the end of the play, the plant is the entire stage. It's just fucking got big black eye lips.
Oh, what's up, Seymour?
What up, Seymour? Look at you, big old lip.
Yeah, I ain't gonna eat that front row unless you put some barbecue sauce on it.
It really was just a big black guy's mouth.
Yeah, I like to think that the Audrey 2 is voiced by the black guy sitting on the edge of the bed with his dick hanging down.
Who is the Audrey 2 voiced by? It was a comedian or like a singer or somebody, right?
I forget who did it in the original. Billy whatever is going to do that gay black guy that's in everything now is going to do in the remake.
Oh, they're doing a remake?
Yeah, an unnecessary remake.
No, they're not.
Yeah, look at the casting of it.
No, they're doing a remake of Little Shop of Horror.
Yeah, bring up the casting. They have a few pieces.
That's fucking bullshit. That's like, they don't need, they do not need to do it.
They don't have to remake a thousand. They shouldn't have remade Point Break and Flatliner. It's stupid. It's not about the movie. It's about the actors.
You remember when we were kids? Remakes really were like few and far between. It was kind of a thing if a movie was like a remake.
Well, Little Shop of Horror was a remake.
Half the time you didn't even know it. Like someone just point out, oh, there was actually another one.
Little Shop of Horrors was a remake from Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson had a very minor role. He had the role that Bill Murray had, the masochist dentist patient.
Okay, so yeah, so Seymour's played by the Elton John kid.
He was pretty good as Elton John. I'll give him that.
I heard the movie was terrible.
Scarlett Johansson's gonna be Audrey.
Fuck yeah! All right, she's not as like ridiculous. Yeah, there he is. Billy Porter.
Billy Porter
is Audrey too.
Audrey too.
Captain America. Who's he playing?
Chris.
Oh,
Evans.
He's playing the dentist.
Oh wow, Oren Scrivelli. That's bothering. You know what it is? It's like, it's such a classic, great movie, and the songs are the songs. They fucking nailed it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Scarlett Johansson's not singing better than the fucking whatever her name is that played Audrey.
Well, I have to assume that lady's a singer more than an actress.
She was the original Audrey on the big off-Broadway production. She played Audrey for like 10 years. She was Audrey. She like personified Audrey. They casted her because she was the only not star that was cast in that movie. Yeah. Remember, it was like fucking Bill Murray, Steve Martin,
Rick Moranis,
even though small roles, fucking
the girl, you know, if you remember the background singers with both, it was Pam and Gina from Martin,
and then
and third girl,
what's his name, who fucking died, Belushi. Jim Belushi is like just a reporter, like he comes in
alive. He's still alive.
No, the other one, John Belushi.
Jim Belushi's alive, and that's who it
and
was.
Jim Belushi is the one who was right. Yes.
No, but the remakes in general, again, when we were younger, they're also remaking movies from a time when movies were like, had difficulty making special effects in any kind of way. So sometimes it was like a good idea. Now, when they remake movies that aren't like effects heavy to fix that, to make it like cooler in that regard, like maybe, I don't know about Dune enough to know, like, was it great to remake Dune? I have no idea. The special effects are clearly leaps and bounds better. But like I said, they stopped it. The Ronda Rousey Roadhouse. But I mean, could you imagine? Like, what? It's like, yeah. Roadhouse isn't a fucking kick-ass movie. That story needs to be told again. It's Patrick Swayze. It's like the characters. It's the Point Break's about Swayze and Keanu Reeves and Gary Busey. It's not a wonderfully written movie.
It also just sucks. The first one didn't need to be made. They don't need to remake the first one. Yeah, I don't pull up a list of like movies that are being remade soon. That's kind of a fun subject to see what's coming out.
Yeah, some fucking wacky ones. I looked at this recently.
Yeah, let's do plugs in the meantime while they pull that up.
Plug.
Can
this.
I say just real quick for merch, because we have merch that is only on, or if you want to get it by Christmas, you got to order by December 6th, guys. Brand new Legion of Skanks, a bunch of embroidered gear. The Gun in the Butt t-shirt is fucking hilarious and awesome. Hilarious. Grab that. That's limited edition. You're only going to be able to get that for this 1 week period. So make sure you grab it all by December 6th on podcastmerch.com, and you'll be guaranteed shipping by Christmas.
I'll do your plugs now.
Okay, fuck it. This month, December 17th and 18th, Dark Comedy Festival. I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky, and Connecticut in January. Lots of dates coming up. lewisofskanks.com. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all the shows on the network. And hopefully a Skankfest announcement coming up very soon. We have some great meetings happening right now, so hopefully we'll be able to announce something before Christmas.
What's in Lexington? Is that a comedy caravan?
I'll tell you right now, actually. Why don't you do your plugs, and then I'll tell you while I do that.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're listening to this, you still have another day to see me at the Stress Factory. Please come out to that. And then New Year's Eve weekend, I'm going to be at the Providence Comedy Connection. Come out, hang out. That's going to be a really, really fun one. And then the first quarter of the year is already full. I'm pretty much gone every weekend. Coming to some new places like Milwaukee, where I've never been before. So I think Oklahoma City. So stay tuned for those. BigJComedy.com. All my dates. Bonfire, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103. And an SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. And then I guess there's got to be some news coming about my crowd work album soon.
Mm-hmm. Comedy Off-Broadway, Lexington, Kentucky.
Comedy off Broadway. Nice. I bet it's a good market for us. But anyway, we've never really go before. Yeah. They're so itching for it.
Kansas City's kind of, I've never done Kansas City. Doing fun. Providence soon. Chicago.
Where are you doing in Kansas City?
Comedy Club of Kansas City.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Josh, that's where I think Jeremiah did a special there.
Sick. Very exciting.
Yeah, good town for skanks too, Kansas City.
I got no road gigs, but I'll be back out in next year. So I'm setting up some stuff now. I'll let you guys know soon. Part of the problem. That's all.
Word. Did you bring up a list, Bobby? Yeah, the Lost Boys. I knew that sucks.
They're doing the Lost Boys.
It's already cast so bad.
Who's in the cast? Pull the cast up.
They're using again the kid from those kids that are in everything, the Quiet Place kid and the Stranger Things kid.
Oh, really?
Not the one with the goofy hair and teeth, like the Stranger Things kid.
The one that's in it. Yeah. I mean, look, here's the thing.
Like, Ghostbusters too.
A movie like Lost Boys or Ghostbusters, when there's like a science fiction element to it and special effects, they could do it better. And honestly, and to be honest with you, Lost Boys
doesn't need anything better.
I haven't seen Lost Boys in a very, very, very long time. It is so positioned in the late 80s.
That
I feel like it would it's similar to Rocky IV, because Rocky IV used to be my favorite Rocky movie. But when I watch it now, it's so 80s.
Yeah. Did you watch the recut?
No.
Of Rocky IV?
Rocky IV. Stallone. There's a documentary on YouTube about him doing the recut and why. And
reason? Because it was 280s?
Yes. That's what he said. He goes,
it takes you out of it.
But a couple things. One, he said he would have never killed Apollo Creed. In the recut, it makes more sense that Apollo Creed at least gets killed or he would have made him critically injured, was because in the fight in the new cut, like, Apollo starts coming back. He starts rallying. Like, it's not like it's just a one-sided guy getting beat in a corner to death, which would never happen.
Yeah.
He goes, it's like at point, he's like, no. He's like, I got him. He says, like, in the corner, he's like, no, I see his weakness. And they do. They show that Drago does have weakness in that first fight.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the recut yet, but I watched the documentary I'm making. And he says the whole thing. He goes, the montages where they keep looking at my eyes and stuff nonstop.
Those shots and the very 80s retro, like, it's always like synth drums.
Yeah,
like,
the robot, like, robot's gone. The robot's gone completely.
It'd be like just a transition. It'd be like,
yeah.
And then they show like a close up of Rocky. So it's just too much. That's almost the same thing with Lost Boys, because I feel like it's going to feel so 80s with the haircuts, the music, like, you know. I wouldn't be surprised if it took you out of it and it was less enjoyable and a little more campy now.
It was always campy, though, and that's the thing, was that I love it. I still think Lost Boys is a great movie.
Well, that's because you've modeled your entire style after Kiefer Sutherland in The Lost Boys.
Goddamn right, dude. I used to draw that all the time, a spiky top mullet. Oh, my God, dude. The way their eyes were, they had the coolest vampire eyes.
What's wrong?
Karate Kid, the Cobra Kai series, did such a good job of doing it, because they realized that you're like, okay, if we're going to do this, we have to lean into like the absurdity of it. Like, we're laughing with you.
How about
you know?
The Brady Bunch
but
movies?
But at the time, the Brady Bunch Karate Kid was not funny at all. Like, it was not at all trying to be that. This was a serious movie about a boy who gets bullied and learns Miyagi-Do karate from an old Okinawan man.
They realize as time moves on that they're like, oh, it's silly. So now it's like, live about how silly it is.
Let's self-aware and let's make fun of ourselves, which is a great, one of the best. I don't even think I watched season two of
Cobra Kai. There's three seasons.
It's pretty fucking funny where Johnny is doing the thing with the kid and he's like making him like wash the car.
Oh,
and he's like,
great.
Oh, I get this. Am I like learning these moves? He's like, no, you're washing my car.
He's like, no, washing the car. Should I be doing it in a certain way to maybe like work on a skill? He's like, no. Just sweep up. No, they do. They acknowledge that it's great. But they did a great set. The Brady Bunch movies did that too. But I'm saying to remake. I mean, they come and go because no one cares. But the Flatliners remaking the Point Breaker 2, I always point to, because I'm like, both those movies are still watchable today because the ridiculous Swayze Keanu Reeves movies. There's no reason to remake, and especially when they remake them all with like unknowns essentially.
But the issue to me is that it's just far too many of them. Like it's like a remake of a movie should be like an occasional thing here or there, like, oh, we're gonna remake this movie and whatever. But there's just so many of them now, why don't you just write more shit, to play devil's advocate,
they do. Every movie is just a repackaged version of a different story.
Exactly.
A different book.
So just do
but
that.
But here's the thing. So, but if it is a business, right? So they're trying to make money. So now they have this brand that there's value in the Lost Boys, right? Young people aren't going to watch the old one because they're going to go, this is fucking cheese dick. I'm not going to watch this fucking horseshit movie that my dad loves. But now they can repackage this story, which is a really, really good story with current day actors, with new special effects, with the branding that already exists. And they make a lot of money off it.
I do love when you speak ruthless capitalist to me.
I understand why they're doing it because they can just make another vampire movie. And they have made 101.
I know, but dude, they remade Fright Night. Made a horrible movie with big actors. They remade Carrie.
Carrie was terrible. The remake,
horrible.
Do you watch it? The remake.
Yeah, but they've been remade for like straight to cable shit though. It was never like a theater thing.
Carrie.
Oh no, they did.
Carrie was with Chloe Grace Moretz. And she was terrible as Carrie. Sissy Spacek was so good as Carrie. She was. I mean, to Sissy Spacek, like if you look at her face, it's horrifying.
Terrifying.
Like, it's just. It's so uncomfortable. Like, did you see
the remake of Pet Sematary? Also horrible. I could tell
that was going to be horrible.
But not only was it horrible, like, they even like because they're like, oh, well, now we have the effects. Like the Zelda, the sister, that was the scariest thing to me in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like in the new one, like it's not even like borderline as scary as the original one was.
Dude, Zelda, the original, we've talked about that specifically. Yeah. It is, as a child, probably the most haunting scene in a movie that stood out to me.
But there's never going to be a lot of us, like, that's just being like an adult and not a child, where you're like, it's just not as scary. Nothing's ever going to be as scary as scary shit you saw as a child. Sure. There's nothing as an adult that you're going to watch in a movie and like feel that same feeling.
No, but you could definitely tell if something was made to be like creepier or less creepy. You know, it's like,
that's what'll get you as an adult. The only thing that's going to get you is like almost like something disturbing,
yes,
or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's like what'll get like a feeling out of you. It's not going to be like the terror.
It can't simply be an image because we've seen so many images at this point. We've seen beheading videos on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be like the scene in Carrie where they just show the original Carrie, just the Jesus on the cross in the closet.
Oh,
horrifying, dude. Terrifying. When I was a kid, I was like, what the
whole
fuck?
The whole ending of that movie, because there's that and then the hand comes out of the ground. Yeah, but dude, I'll tell you, the imagery, the Jesus with it, his eyes are so white.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking horrifying as a kid.
Bring up the Carrie Jesus, and then we'll go back to the remake thing.
Yeah, and it's not, but like now, like just simply a flash of an image like that, it's not going to do it. And it's partially because, number one, we're adults, but we have become desensitized to like seeing crazy shit. But I'll get flash cuts like in It or like scary movies. They'll get me. They'll make me jump.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? They'll do, you know, just a clown coming toward the screen really fast. That kind of gets me. But I'm not scared of that. There's nothing really that scares me anymore like that. That could be on a screen. Yeah, that's the Jesus.
Yeah. When the thing, like, they kind of made it to look like the mom too.
Yeah.
Piper Laurie. So creepy.
I mean, the original Carrie was so good, and to remake it, there's no special effects that have been added at all. In fact, the special effects in the original Carrie came off as better because it just looked like real fire.
It was cruder.
They lit a building on fire and shot it. Like, that's what it was. There was no fucking like computer animation, none of that shit. So it was kind of fucking jarring. The acting in Carrie was like so fucking like you believed that girl was like a fucking weirdo. It was crazy.
Yeah. And like you felt bad for her and the whole thing. Chloe Grace Moretz is just.
She's a hot chick.
Yeah, she's like a hot. It was so weird.
Dude, we now know the way it works. I don't care how awkward you are. If you are a beautiful blonde girl, I don't give a fuck. You could be autistic. You could have a weird mom. You could be religious. You're still going to be a hot chick that everybody wants to fuck and everyone wants to hang out with. It's as simple as that. You'd have to be so fucking weird. And she just didn't.
If you're a hot chick, you have to be so, if you're naturally just hot. you have to be so weird to be ostracized.
It's got to be a real problem. Like, if you were like, you see that hot chick, she eats her own boogers. You're like, whatever, she's cool.
We should all eat her boogers.
So what, dude? Her boogers are probably awesome.
Oh, she got such hot boogers.
Her boogers are so good. Bring up that remakes list again. There's a bunch that'll fucking bum you out. There's a bunch that, trying to think. They just did Home Alone again. It came out.
Is
already.
It a remake though, or is it a sequel?
Shot for shot, word for word?
No, it's not.
Look at the trailer.
Home Alone for the Holidays.
Yeah, I saw someone post something about this.
I forgot that Drop Dead Fred existed. I forgot
called,
that Phoebe.
She's called Home Sweet Home Alone.
Yeah, I forgot that Phoebe Cates existed.
What was Drop Dead Fred's premise again? It's like her imaginary
friend, and then he shows up again.
She gets divorced and loses her shit. Yeah,
she gets awful. All fucking. She turns into a wacky woman.
Again, American Werewolf in London is a movie that's good because of like
what
they did with the special effects, the stories, whatever.
Never saw it.
Classic, maybe to introduce to a new audience. I don't know, but I think it'd be boring. I didn't love
that,
it.
The new audience thing is a very big part of it because these young kids aren't going to watch a retro-ass
movie.
People
love War Games, and it's probably and they'll turn it to a thing today. Also, that's the idea is that like the computer basically starts a world war. I think
like my son is I think rare in that he likes older movies and older cartoons. Like he'd prefer like a 2D animation. Mm-hmm. Like, he's watching all like the Disney Christmas movies right now, and the latest one is like a 3D animation one, and he's like, yeah, I just don't like this one as much. Like the classic ones are a little bit better, but I think that's rare. I don't think kids.
My daughter was watching before the like the Frosty the Snowman, like the original cartoon that like
Republican
we all
debates.
Saw as a
my daughter was watching the RNC National Convention. Opening.
No, she's not going to know what's going on in the world. She's going to grow up like you two. Okay. Anyway, she's reading this economic treatise and she pointed out four flaws in the original one, and it's so I don't know. I find something so like. Just charming about the old timey things that all the shows like for kids now are these like computer generated. And this one is like a guy comes out like telling the story and he talks like a 1930s guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you just know he had no black friends and it's just nice to see that.
It's like, why would you, it's also a weird way to, they would do that. Like with old Christmas movies, they would animate a narrator. why are we animating this old narrator?
I don't know.
Guy.
We just figured out how to do this. Like it was like the first thought we had.
Yeah, we're pretty psyched about the stuff.
I gotta tell you a story.
But the story
take
it's
a
all,
seat, young man.
You just like get these little things in the times that are like it's just you could see at one point in the Frosty thing. I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure everyone's seen this as a kid, but I just like saw it the other day. It reminded me. But like at one point, Frosty's like in the cold, and the girl's like hyperventilating. And he's like, we got to get her some fire or she's a goner. And it's just like these old timey problems. Like, you could freeze to death if you don't find warmth. Like no kid is thinking about this.
Diphtheria.
Yeah, like it's just, but there's something about it I kind of like. Like, a simpler time. Yeah. Find warmth.
Scurvy.
Yeah, they really did like old cartoons. They like throw like adult problems like on them. Like cartoons that came out like during the Depression were all about the Depression. It's like kids were like it's a very strange thing.
Oh yeah, right. Tom and Jerry's about a mouse infestation.
Tom and Jerry I watched one time with my daughter and then turned it off, and I was like, oh, I don't want her to watch this.
It's
anymore.
A James Scratchy,
loves Tom and Jerry. James,
it's a James Scratchy though.
Tom and Jerry.
James is older. Like there's something about it where I was like, I don't like that every scene is just torturing the other animal
the violence.
To death. Like it's just, it's a little, it's all it is.
Can
it's
I can
just
I,
over the
yeah.
top?
The thing that I'll say about that though, and because my son does watch violent cartoons and movies and things like that, I really think it's like case by case. Like I think if Bobby Kelly showed his kid a violent movie, it does something different to little Max Kelly.
Max is going to burn a school down.
Yes, dude.
James, it's also real, older like, kids. My daughter's like this perfect little sweet 3-year-old who's just not even, I don't want to like introduce violent thoughts
also,
that aren't in her mind.
You don't necessarily want her first introduction to violence being real violence versus sort of like,
yes,
you know, like that can be a very extreme
she's had
thing.
An introduction.
No, she watches, watches the way you deal with her mom.
Yeah.
She hasn't got dinner on the table.
No, I know what
she does see that her mom is learning.
I don't disagree with that, but. She sees the results. No, I don't disagree with that, but I also think I'll choose to not have the introduction yet.
Sure.
Just like a little bit too young.
Yeah.
But no, I get that for sure.
I was going to say you're turning your daughter into a pussy, but that's what women should
be.
That's
fine. Yeah, your daughter's not going to fist fight in the streets a bunch, Dave, now. Yeah. Congrats. You have the list of the remakes?
Jay's not even chiming in on this conversation because Jay used to take his order to see the most violent movies ever when she was your daughter's age.
Yeah. I let her watch me skin a hooker once. I said, now identify the lungs, baby.
You said,
that's right.
Now, little Isabella, if you hold the camera, this is a movie.
can you say snuff? Snuff.
Escape from New York, I never saw.
It's fucking stupid, but again, it's like it might be because cult classic. Like, who's gonna play? I don't know. That's like, I don't really overly care about that one. Does it? I mean, Highlander was bound to happen. Mm. There's Little Shop of Horrors.
That's bumming me out. I mean, look, I guess
My Fair Lady. They're going horror, way back.
You don't have to redo My Fair Lady. You could just do the story's been done a bazillion times. Like, why make My Fair Lady?
Sorry, go back up to Little Shop of Horror for a second. I want to read big names and. Let me read it. I want to just see the picture. Taron Egerton and Billy Porter will star in the remake of the classic off-Broadway musical. Okay, so it's going to be a musical.
Yeah.
I would almost say, like, if they remade it not being a musical and they did a whole new imagining of this story.
Yeah, it's only a musical.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of crazy. It just doesn't I can't imagine it needing to be redone. How much better are they going to make The Plant? Plan was pretty good for the fucking 80s.
Yeah, Plan is pretty good.
I'm just hoping Lewis ends up loving the remake now because he's so adamant about it.
I think it was Frank Oz. I'm going to definitely go see the remake. James loves Little Shop of Horror. He knows all. We listened to for a year and a half, 2 years, we've been listening to the soundtrack all the time in the car on the ride. And he watches the movie all the time. So we'll without a doubt go see the new movie. I'm just saying it doesn't need to be done. That's what I'm saying.
No, it doesn't. But none of it does.
Milo Notice? They could redo that one.
Yeah. Once we have that infestation of cats and dogs, we got to thin out. Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors, longtime sponsors over here, at Legion of Skanks. Of course, that is Blue Chew. How great are Blue Chew chewables? Boy, they make me feel like such a man. Almost like I would accept just a blowjob from a woman.
No way.
Without even offering something back. On my Blue Chewiest Blue Chew day, Lewis? I don't know. I think it's possible.
You want to know how good Blue Chew is?
Sure.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
That's me smacking my dick against Harrington's dick.
Harrington. Damn, you guys have such big wooden boners.
Wooden, hardcore, thin cocks.
You guys have very thin cocks, though. I will say that. That's more of a digger-outer than a filler-upper.
It's Blue Chew. It's not a miracle.
Yeah.
Alex, it really works.
It does work so good.
It really works. I'll tell you right now, you take a Blue Chew about 15 to 20 minutes before you get a bang. Your dick gets super hard, so much harder than you think it's going to get. I was very skeptical when I first got Blue Chew. I was eating them as just candies because I was so skeptical. And then had sex. I just love
blueberry flavor.
Dude, I love blue anything. Let's get real. Okay. I had sex on Blue Chew. I pleasured my woman more than I could ever imagine. You have so much more pleasure to give your woman. Trust me, it gives you a lot of confidence.
And by the way, you can absolutely lie and say it's natural.
Yeah, 100%. The fuck tells her? I tell her that my tongue is turning blue. I tell her that I just ate out Smurfette.
Yeah,
and that
sorry, this is some sort of rare disease.
You're hot and ready to go.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's sexually transmittable, but let's try anyway.
Right now, get your first month of Blue Chew for free. There's no doctor's visit. There's no visit to the pharmacy. You do it all online. It ships right to your door in discreet packaging, and we're going to give you your first month for free. Go to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Legion. Try it out. See if it works for you. It's a free first month. It's done all online. It's not going to fucking hurt. It's not going to be anything in your life. You're going to get some fucking little Blue Chewable pills in the mail. You're going to fuck your girlfriend better than you've ever fucked her before. Simple as that. BlueChew.com. Legion is the promo code. Get your first month for free. Just pay $5 shipping. Okay, where were we?
15 truly amazing gay tweets from this week. Can we look at that?
Sure, please.
By the way, can we do this once while they're pulling that up? Because we performed Little Shop of Horror. We performed Grease. We've done these things. I want to do an entire performance of the play. We could do a reading. We'll do like a table reading and all the music from Little Shop of Horror.
Sell it for pay-per-view and then pull it at the last minute because no one buys it.
And then we just let people have it for free after we put all of that effort in.
That was what came of our masterpiece. That's what came of the our show opus. We wrote. Imagine if you had told us at the time. You'd be like, all right, well, listen, here's what's going to happen with this. in about a decade.
What are the views on YouTube?
You'll read it.
Are they? No.
It's Ari's. It's not ours.
We don't even get it.
It's Ari's. It's on Ari's channel. He owns our content. He was able to put out our script, and I can't put out his roast set about me. That's fine. It's all good. Everyone's
happy. Unbelievable. I've never had anything else in my career. I mean, I guess any of us could look at like our really old stand-up sets and things like that, but it's just a little bit different. But like anything like that where like the gauge of it that I had while we were writing it compared to the gauge of it when we read it back all those years later and just kind of realize how off I was on what I thought it was.
Sure.
A weird thing. Also, times change so much to the point that you're like, oh, you could never.
Couldn't
like,
even say half the things.
Yeah, like you just can't do this. Even you realize even we have changed with the times to some degree where we would never think, oh, we could present something like
this.
Or
you'd be like, yeah, it's like they're going to say this is a problem and we turned it into law enforcement.
I think we had the word fag in the script multiple times.
But Always Sunny.
But it was like, it
said,
wasn't even like
faggot on the show. Yeah, like, but it wasn't like that. Beginning.
It was like we were looking at gay people and we said we should kill those fags.
Yeah, that was different than Always Sunny.
It was a good scene though.
Dude, that scene in Always Sunny, that's one of the best scenes in Sunny when the piano's gonna fall on Mac's head and fucking Danny DeVito goes, he goes, look out, faggot. and the big R, the whole episode's about like, was he a hero or a piece of shit for saying faggot? But he's like, but I saved him from getting hit in the head with a piano.
It's so funny.
Look out, faggot.
Well, the point is, I want to do a live reading of Little Shop of Horror with Jay as Audrey, me as Seymour, Dave as Orvin Scrivelli.
Dave as Martin Screlly.
Dave is more okay,
I'll do it.
He goes somewhere in the middle.
Do I get
that?
The Wu-Tang stuff?
Yeah, middle of that somewhere. Dave starts raising prices of AIDS medication.
Oh, whatever.
So what? Did you watch his documentary?
No, I have not.
Pharma Bro? I haven't watched it yet. I want to.
Does he come off real bad in it?
Someone said it's more sympathetic to him than they thought.
I could see that.
Well, there has to be a better angle, right? Than simply this guy's a piece of shit. We know.
I mean, yeah, he's just like a villain completely.
And it's like there's no other angle here.
Wasn't he like trolling? Wasn't that like the whole thing?
There was a big part of it. Really, I tried to get him on Real S Podcast back in the day when he popped.
Yeah.
And never came to fruition. But he I don't know. I always felt about that guy like they had a person finally that they can say, look, this is the pharmaceutical industry. They personified him.
He wasn't at all. He was just like some dude. It's like,
but he loved it. But he loved being the guy who was like, yeah, fuck you. He was wearing, is there a trailer for Pharma Bro? Does it say it's going to show a different side?
Maybe. What if he's just worse?
Yeah.
I wanted to raise the price more.
Yeah, he's like, I melted their Wu-Tang CD, DVD. Yeah.
After they paid that price, that wasn't even real AIDS medicine. Just gave him more AIDS.
They were just pills filled with AIDS.
What a bunch of dumb assholes.
I doubled your AIDS. And made money.
Now do you need some more AIDS medication?
Bring up the trailer, Bobby.
It just keeps getting
he goes, no, but this time, seriously, it's AIDS medicine.
It's a never-ending loop.
Yeah. He goes, all right, I'm going to trust you because I really need this AIDS medication. Oh, yeah, trust
370 times. Please tell me this is the real stuff.
This time, it's actual AIDS medicine. Yep. Yeah, totally.
Anybody has the power to become famous by doing something destructive.
Mr. Scrawley, do you think you've done anything wrong?
I invoke my Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination and respectfully decline to answer your question.
Pause it.
He's loving it. He's loving that moment. Pause it.
If you remember that, if you remember that thing,
yeah,
he kept on answering. That's what he kept saying.
Yeah.
And that was the 9th or 10th time that he answered that. And that's why he had that smirk on his face.
Yeah.
So it was like, they don't even give you like how cunty it was, what he was doing there in that little trailer.
I kind of loved that moment.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Whether we like it or not, Martin Screlly has made his way into pop culture.
Martin Screlly.
Martin Screlly.
Price gouging pharma bro.
Doing what he does best, looking like a real slappable prick.
I want to figure out how this guy became the most hated man in America.
He bought the rights to a life-saving drug, then hiked the price from $1,350 to $750.
That's price gouging.
Like, yo, that better make you live for a million years.
I can't tell his story unless I get
rapper.
To know him.
Bring it
on. Find Ghostface Killer, dude.
Ghostface Killer?
Sounds like something Stan Lee would have made up.
He knew what he was doing was not illegal because we don't have any laws in our country to stop it.
Patients with HIV, pregnant women, people with cancer, to take a drug and make it inaccessible to them seems like the height of all evil.
$30,000 for one med?
I wonder if you would do anything differently.
I probably would have raised the price higher.
Hell yeah. I was kidding when I said that before. He actually said that. Has made it. Wow.
The best album in the history of mankind.
$2 million for the Wu-Tang Clan CD.
How's the album?
100% none of your business.
Wow.
So I decided I love him. Losing to Martin.
I loved him at the time.
Yes.
I had no problem with him. Yes. I thought he was awesome.
I call into his live stream.
Hello. He didn't strike me as awesome. Guy.
I still don't know who the real Martin Shkreli is.
Do I have your full attention?
You don't only get Martin Shkreli.
He wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight.
You get his bizarre character study.
Got suspended. Think that was threatening.
I'm interested in watching it, but my problem is they didn't really... The trailer, I'm more interested in him because I'm just interested in him. I feel like that trailer kind of sucked.
I didn't even get the comment. He wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. Like, he's not trying to be a gangster. What are you like, this isn't a battle rap.
Oh, no, but just take in who Ghostface Killer is. He's furious with this guy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, because
he took the rights to his music. Yeah, he's a Wu-Tang.
He's a Wu-Tang guy.
So funny. Yeah.
And also, I have a feeling from his name, he's not a big fan of white people.
The Ghostface Killer? No, they're the Ghostface.
I never connected that he was killing white people within his name.
I'm not sure that's what it means.
No, it's not what it means.
Just playing on it.
Oh.
It's karate shit, kung fu stuff. Bring up these 15 truly amazing gay tweets from this week. I didn't know that was a thing.
Dude, BuzzFeed is just a great source if we ever want to just go and look shit up.
Yeah. Why was that gay?
What is this one?
Give share. I don't get it.
I don't understand what is going on. You get to give share now, Sean. What?
What the fuck does that mean?
Do I have to know what the original line was to get that?
All right. That's funny. Whole glaze is a funny term for KY jelly.
Oh, wait. Okay. Why do they call it whole glaze?
Oh, it's Krispy Kreme brand. KY
what? No.
No, that's hilarious.
That has to be a Photoshop.
I don't know.
It must be. These are terrible. So far, we're 0 for 2.
Sure.
For amazingly gay tweets.
Whose topic was this?
I don't know.
Who do we take it out on?
Disturbed by any suggestion, ancient people. Disturbed by any suggestion ancient people were gay.
Even when you read this, it's not going to hit at all. This is horrible.
Knows that they were horrible. Hella gay. What the fuck is this?
Who cares if people were gay in ancient times anyway?
People were definitely gay in ancient times.
Oh, so gay.
Hella gay.
With no repercussions. Hella.
This aged me 6 years. I can, but to be honest, I don't know how my roommates would feel about me having a 28-year-old over. Not that there's anything wrong with being 28.
Play on the Seinfeld thing.
All right, dude, we need to stop reading this right now. Please.
There's no way those were the best. Wow. On behalf of the gay community, I will say there's got to be better gay tweets.
What the fuck was that, dude? What the fuck was that?
I don't know. How do we reset?
I'm really upset right now.
It's like not even one good one. It's like you guys were able to find 3 comics funnier than Dave Chappelle. You can't even find some good gay tweets.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck happened back there?
That was absolutely fucking awful. Damn it, dude. I'm upset.
It wasn't good. It was so bad.
Well, you want to talk about this Will Smith thing? Maybe that'll be good.
What is the Will Smith thing?
I said when he has an orgasm, he throws up.
Yeah, Will Smith opened up about how he resorted to having rampant sexual intercourse to deal with being cheated on by his first girlfriend, which led to him developing a quote unquote psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm where he would start puking. And he was cheated on when he was 16 years old.
Oh, and then he came out in front of the world and talked about how his wife fucked other dudes.
Yeah.
That was fucking bizarre.
That was crazy bizarre. Also
weird.
But she said recently that it's difficult to have sex with him. He said, I've been with so many women, and it was so constitutionally disagreeable to the core of my being that I developed a psychosomatic reaction to having an orgasm. It would literally make me gag and sometimes even vomit.
Is he gay? What is this?
He would throw up when he would see pussy, and he's trying to pretend that there's some other thing except for the fact that he's gay.
He reflects on the demise of his first serious relationship with a girl named Melanie when he was 16, and then he had to fuck so much.
What was the first girl that ever cheated on you?
My first girlfriend.
How'd you find out she cheated on you?
Oh, I caught her. How the fuck did I catch her? Oh, I caught her at her work. She worked at Kmart.
Oh, you went to Kmart?
With a guy from Kmart.
Oh, no. You showed up and they were fucking at Kmart?
No. Like, she was talking to him, but I had already heard this was like a thing possibly happening. I forget how that was. But I saw her then, like, she was doing like the walking. She was doing like the walking away from me while I'm walking towards her, like, hey, what's up? What's because she there was no reason for her to act like she was upset. Wait, I was on, there.
Explain this again. So timeout.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand physically what you're describing.
Okay. I had heard that she was seeing this guy possibly.
Right.
Or just some guy that worked at
But this walk away thing. What happens? You show up at Kmart.
I got you. So I show her.
You're there to confront.
I was going to ask her about it for sure. But
get a little light shopping in.
I went. Somebody may have told me that they were both working there. I don't know. I don't remember what it was, why I went there. But it was definitely to say something to her. And but maybe it was even like unrelated to this, and I just went. But whatever it was, it looked funny what was going on. And I started that thing where I got her attention, but I was still like, you know, 20 feet away, say, 30, and like so. When you go, hey, and then she starts like walking like away, but like still talking. You know what I mean? She's like keeping distance from me. She's like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm just like, I'm kind of busy right now, about and just doing that and kind of like walking away. And I'm like,
was she with the guy?
I don't think she. I think she may have been talking to.
Why would she react that way? She didn't want that guy to see.
No. I'm telling you why. You have to let me get to it.
Sorry.
So she's like dicking around with her. Like it looks she's doing weird things with her arms at one point, and then when I just catch up to her, I go, "Yo, like, what are you doing? This is weird." She was just wearing the guy's chain, like around her neck or something like that. And then I was like, oh, and then she just like the whole thing on that was just but it's so funny because like I'm not above saying the same thing. She's like, no, I just think it's a cool chain that has his name on it that I wear.
Oh, no. She just didn't think it out. She had nothing. She just wasn't prepared for the excuse.
No. I sympathize with her ultimately. But like,
Jay goes, off her neck? Oh, you just think the chain's cool? Jay goes, I'm going to memory bank that. I'm going to use that excuse later. That's a good one.
No, I like broke up with her and then like, it's the teenage stuff where it's like you break up with her and she gets like super upset about that. And then you take her back for a while.
You learn the power of breaking up with her and then she's like all into it. You get off on that a little bit.
Sure.
She really wants you back.
And then you get back with them and then they dump you eventually after because they were, or no, even that, just more like they were just like, okay, dude, I've done that in my time before. Like, stop talking to a chick. That's an interesting thing, is stopping talking to a girl and then like realizing like maybe like you lost or something like that, or someone that's just like, yeah, I'm not really into. And I've done a thing where I've worked and said so much shit so hard to get them back. And then the second they come back, I'm just like, oh, yeah. That girl Catherine, Dave, if you remember her. Catherine, I kind of had that thing with.
So.
It might have been like before you, actually. I think it was, actually.
It would have had to have been.
Yeah. Yeah, that was back in Philly. No, this girl Catherine, it was that sort of a thing. It's like at one point it was just like my bullshit, like I couldn't keep up with, you know, she was like starting to see through my bullshit, so she broke up with me, or she was like, yeah, I don't want to do this anymore. And then I like actively worked so hard to like get her to be,
Jay,
like,
if you're the president of NBC Records, how come you sleep till noon every day?
It's a nighttime gig, babe. when she was like, okay, like I'll start seeing you again. I mean, it was almost a phone call where it was, those were the words spoken. She's like, I thought about it, and like I do want to start like seeing you and hanging out again. And the second I was like, yes. Like, I remember hanging up the phone and being like, oh, I didn't wonder if that was the whole reason. like I was kind of happy to get out of that.
Yeah,
like, but I just couldn't lose for some reason.
Yeah, it's like the ego thing. You just need to feel wanted. You need to feel pretty.
Yeah. She wasn't making me feel pretty that day,
Dave. You just want to feel pretty. I know what it is, dude. You just want to feel, dude. I tell you right now, you know how many times I've gotten into relationships with girls where I was like, I don't even know how I'm here. Like, I'm in a full-fledged relationship, and I don't even like this girl that much, but she made me feel pretty.
Dude, I was ready to throw. I was ready to throw everything in my life and my heart at that girl, who just offered to like blow Dave in front of.
Yes, dude, I remember this. I remember this absolute pig.
Oh, dude.
Oh man, that was not a. That was a little.
Remember how I hung up your honor, and I was like, she's not that hot. She was like cute enough, but it was like not enough to like be hung up on her. Even if she
wasn't. It was a big deal for me at the time.
I think you were fatter at the time, and you weren't. You know, you weren't. She was probably in the upper echelon of girls you were getting at the time.
Yeah, she was cute. Very cute, like average chick.
Yes, very,
very cute average chick. That's a great way to describe her.
But yeah, you were hung up on that fucking whatever slut.
Sure.
Dude, I remember. Don't hold back.
She's probably dead.
Do you remember one time another slut blew Dave behind my back? I got so mad. I was so mad. And I literally should be like, oh, no, she's willing to blow my friend. Why would I get mad? This is what she is. But it just hurts your ego.
But I bought you a movie ticket. Oh, God, it hurts.
I wanted to be the pretty one.
Sure.
And when Dave one point saying to me, you're like, dude, I could fuck her. And I was like, no, dude, trust me. She's like really into me. He was like, no. Like, trust me. I could definitely fuck the chick if I wanted to. Oh, and my ego was like, no way, Dave. And I think that that put his ego in a place where he was like, well, now I'm going to have to go suck my dick.
No. It wasn't anything like that. It just happens. But it was just like, whatever, man. I don't want to relive it. But I didn't think it was like such a fucked up thing. Like, I thought you would laugh and like we wouldn't give a shit. I remember when I told you, and it was like, oh, yeah, whatever, dude. Like, who cares? And you were so upset.
Oh, yeah.
I was really like, mad. Oh, shit.
Jay, I'll text you right now who it is. This is fucking hilarious.
Dude, this is hilarious.
Dude, it's gonna make you laugh so hard because you also got mad about me hooking up with this girl.
This is how ridiculous this is, Lewis.
You passed around this whore, and we all got mad at each other.
That's hilarious.
I didn't get mad at anyone.
No, Dave just got his dick sucked a few times. It ruled.
Well, she was fucking me and Christine, and then just like abruptly stopped one day.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that was about.
This guy.
Exactly. That I was unaware was even happening.
And then she abruptly stopped fucking me to take a break to blow Dave. She came up for air. She's like, I can't breathe without more cum in my face.
Yeah. She goes, Lewis, your loads are just a little light and I require a lot of protein. So
the thing that bothered me, can I tell you what bothered me? You didn't even fuck her. It wasn't about you. It was like, what bothered me about her, I was like, you whore. You just sucked his dick. It's not even like you.
Lewis,
like,
this is something me and you will never understand. It's true. There's been, I can only think of one other now, but like someone who I know like just sucked Dave's dick. And I'm like, just getting your dick sucked confidence is something I have never had. There's no way. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just going to receive. Like, no way, dude. This girl's not going to accept that. She's going to tell everyone what a piece of shit I am.
Yeah, dude. You just got his dick sucked. And it's like, all you did was have dick in your mouth. Yeah.
Thank you for satisfying me. I used your head like a fucking fuck doll. And now I'm going to go about my life. And I've had conversations with this person.
But from her perspective, it's like, what is she thinking? What are you? You are. Oh, it's infuriating.
Oh, you know what I'd like to do right now? Put something too big into my mouth so it hurts.
Yes.
And then get salty cum in my face.
All right, now that we're done here, go convince one of my faggot friends that they're pretty.
Me and Jay just wanted to. This girl made us feel like we were pretty.
Oh, dude.
Ah, shit.
Dude, that's so funny. You said the one sent you pictures of their feet on a rooftop, and you're like. The idea of like seeing
it's the
that.
Same girl.
No,
it wasn't a roof. She was on a bridge. This girl sent me. She was like at the end of it. She got all like you know, crazy and suicidal. And then she sent me a picture of
you probably said crazy shit to win her back from Dave.
I mean, dude, it was wild. This is the same girl that I that lied to me about a guy pulling her into a closet. Remember the Mexican guy that had like punch? Because I had to believe that like this guy pulled her into a closet and I just didn't believe it. I was like, oh, I'm going to hit this guy for nothing. And he was like, no, sir, please. No, I did nothing.
You just know he didn't. You could just tell by the apology. She's just a fucking pig.
Like she like went to go do blow in a closet with him. And she pretended that like he like dragged her into the closet because I caught her in a closet with a Mexican guy doing blow. But it was like a real fucking trash bag. But she sent me at the end of it all, she like sent me a picture of like her feet dangling off her bridge, being like, I'm going to jump. I'm going to kill myself. And I remember at the time, because I had a girlfriend.
whatever gets through, babe.
Not even that. I remember being like, dude, I got to like go to the body and get her phone and make sure that nobody finds all of the shit. That
he goes, hey, is that bridge over water by any chance? if you could hold your phone in your hand when you jump,
dude. He goes, oh no, don't do that. But if you do, definitely do the middle part of the bridge, not like the first few feet.
Yeah, I don't want anything washing up,
doggy. I'll tell you, man.
That is so. What I'm saying about a girl doing that though is like with the thing. It's like some part of that though still makes you go. There's something. It's like, damn, dude, just over stupid me.
Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't over stupid. The reason she's blowing all of the Legion of Skanks is because something happened with her father or uncle or whatever. So it's obviously over that. But I'm just like, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. I'm the you smoking in the car in Wes's face of the situation.
Yeah, well, I told you that when that girl
before came Wes one couldn't time, take it anymore, and I had to let Jay know what a bitch he is.
That yeah, girl dude, one time, all of us. She came over and explained.
Well, Jay was smoking Virginia Slims.
She
had one of those holders.
Mm-hmm. I think we hooked up with her after you, Lewis, once, but she came over and like said, like she wrote a letter or something. It was wild. Just saying like, I was starting to believe in my head that we were a three-way relationship. It was just like this weird excuse. I thought it was just an excuse-y thing. Maybe she was just that wacky.
No, she was a wacky like an bitch. Excuse. No, she was a wacky bitch. She had some fucking issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fun guys time, are some though. Wacky bitches.
Yeah, she was a good time. Fun she time. Was a good time.
Dave doesn't know. He goes, I don't know. He's like, her mouth was wet.
I don't really remember it.
Yeah, I don't remember too much. She chugged cum. I know that.
We connected with this girl. Me and Jay legitimately both had separate connections with this fucking whore.
I told her my dreams.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
I do remember thinking.
I told her my dream, too. I told her my nightmare, which is her blowing my friend Dave behind my back. Oh, I just had the most awful nightmare.
Though, Dave, that Sorry. Was a truly amazing gay tweet just now.
These Dave, are the that times is, that remind me of the Legion of Skanks. But
on that subject, though, it's like you can count on a hand for sure the amount of times the only sexual activity has been me being blown in a sex, like having sex with somebody.
You know what it is? Because when I'm being blown, it's preparing me for sex. It's never like very rare. If I'm being blown, it's usually a decision. Oh, I'm being blown, right? Like we're like, you're gonna blow me, cool, blow me, like let's fucking go. But I'm not a child. I want to fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like
no,
I'm
that's
not
what I'm like, saying almost it's like I'm saying I've been blown by
like,
someone who's
my
just
girl
who just
blow me now. She'll like I'll wake up and she'll like, hey, do you want a blowjob? Like, yeah, that's fucking awesome. Like, but that'll just be
well that's almost
the, I start
that's
hooking the, up with a chick.
But that's almost the question, as I'm saying, Dave, was where you offered a blowjob. That is a different thing. If you're offered a blowjob,
no, I think she started sucking Dave's dick, assuming she was gonna get fucked. And Dave was like, nope, keep going, bitch.
I really don't remember, to be honest.
He goes, there's a tasty little treat for you, and be on your way, bitch.
Body of Christ. Then he plopped it right into his mouth.
This is my blood. Drink from it in the new and everlasting covenant.
I bet you Dave is a get blown more than fuck a random girl guy when you were single back in the day. I bet you.
More? I don't know. No, probably not. But I don't know.
Does Lauren listen to the podcast? There's no way she's listening this deep into the show. You can talk about it, Dave. There's no way she's listening.
I don't know.
This
I don't. No, but I wouldn't say that. Not more.
Yeah, I wouldn't guess that.
Or another time we double teamed a chick and you just got blown by her. And I'm out there doing all the work. But and dude, I was like, and then you fucking came on my mattress. It was wild.
Lewis, imagine.
You're still holding on to a lot of shit from the past, buddy. Holding this is a long time
coming
ago.
Onto my mattress.
Dude, imagine.
This is a shitty mattress.
Lewis, imagine the confidence of a girl just blowing you, even when she thought she was going to fuck, and not being concerned that you can do it again because you're like, well, she's going to come back to see what this dick's all about going inside of her. You know what I mean? Like, you can keep on. That's wild, man. It's wild. You also never want to find out your chick was someone else's just blowjob guy.
Well, that's the other thing is like, and we know this, I don't want to think about it, but for sure, our girls have all at one point just blown some dude.
Oh, I know. I know. I mean, I don't know the human being, but I know the person in her history who that is.
Oh, I don't want to know. I would never want to know. That would fucking that. I'm so immature like that. Like if I, like it's so dumb, it wouldn't matter. But if she said to me right now, she was like, "Oh, that guy right there, we hooked up one time. I just blew him." It would.
Mine's like that was their thing: hanging and hand job blowjobs.
No, and that's all. And this is Christine.
Yeah,
you're still with her.
I mean, technically.
I'm not jealous the same way that I used to be. Like I used to be like a go through your phone, like
even
hearing about her hooking up with another guy would bother me. Like just I'd be like,
oh, me too. I mean bother me like where I'd probably be like mad. Shitty for a while.
And if she communicated not really with him at all, I'd have a real issue with it. Like we'd have like, I'm just not
no,
that.
I don't
if,
have...
if she had a relationship with one of her ex boyfriends, like they were like cool and then hang out once in a while, I can't even explain to you how fucking little that.
No, I know.
Bother
here's
me.
Why: because as you get older, you start to realize like there's nothing you can do about anything anyway. If you want to do something shitty, they're going to do something shitty. So it's not really a thing like that. I
you
mean,
also just
I've
realized how unimportant to you, like that you're just making something a thing that isn't.
No,
a
that's
thing.
What I'm saying. Like
it's like why would this affect your life?
I mean, Christine's just met several people that I've hooked up with before. Like, I mean, that didn't hook up with her in her life. You know what I mean? So it's like to have a weird thing. Well, a guy who like Christine like fucking pined after for years and hooked up with a bunch, like him and his wife. Like, it's also the thing about coming adults. Everyone's life really moves on. So like, him and his wife came to my show in like Baltimore. You know what I mean? Like, I never met him before, but this is a guy that early in the relationship you'd hear this stuff and you'd be like, "What the fuck, man? What's that all about?" The things I wasn't even around for.
Yeah, it's so weird that shit like that, it will still bother me a little bit. Little details will still sort of bother me. Like, that's what I don't want to hear.
That's the length of the relationship, though, also. I might have a problem with that more with, like, a few months in relationship.
You, Jay, and without telling anybody's specific business, but you've told me in the past you've had girls tell you stories about, girls you were, like, in love with, tell you stories about them fucking a guy. And that would be part of like your foreplay. Like she would like tell you the story and you guys would hook up and like you'd think that's hot.
Oh,
to
sure.
Hear that story. That would buy like the specificity. Yes. The specificity of it would fucking really, really bother me. It's not like I'm not going like you've hooked up with somebody that bothers me, but hearing any like little even if it was like
I know exactly
high school,
what you mean.
It would bother
me. Yeah, exactly what you mean. It's like, that was the first time someone put two fingers up my ass. And you're like, you scuzz bitch. Why have I ever introduced you to anyone I care about in my life?
But it's like, we've all done like crazy shit. And you would assume like our chicks would, you know, we're all adults.
Here's the thing is that once you also get to like our age, it's existing in this world. Unless your chick was like in a relationship her entire life, even if she was really good, the numbers are still going to be like something, you know what I mean? Like the same number that like when you were 18 would have been like, oh my god, you
that's
unbelievable
crazy. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Whore, you know what I mean? Like, so it's just you just kind
and
of
obviously
like,
we're not going to answer this question because it would be extremely inappropriate and rude. But do you know the number of men each of your girls, like your girl
703. No. No, I don't.
Yeah, don't. From like when we were like first like dating. But like,
you asked. You did. You did the immature
at
fucking.
I think it was offered to kind of prove how low it was. Yeah, yeah. Like it was like offered as a virtue. like which is
I know. I mean I don't remember, but I knew at a point.
I think the last girl I asked was maybe I want to say Kim, but maybe Beatrice, like that, like, and it's not even that I was mature when I was dating Kim that I wouldn't ask. It's at that point I had known how much it would bother me, so I wouldn't want to know. Yeah, I knew exactly how mature I was, so I wouldn't want to know.
Christine,
then it was Kim, so I knew that number was not going to be a good number that I want to hear.
Christine's actually wasn't that bad. That wasn't a sticking point.
Kim's number, she goes 15 comics that you know.
Yeah, Christine was a sticking point. Yeah.
15.
Yeah, a comic that I knew bummed me out, but the number she had didn't bum me out.
It's like if you're dating a girl within the industry, you know, there's going to be some fucking, and that's just that you have to get through
some
that.
Some kind of crossover, yeah.
You know, but fucking, you know, you deal with that however you deal with it. I would never bang one of my friend's ex-girlfriends. I'm not that guy.
Friend's ex-girlfriend. Yeah. It's not your thing, dude.
I wouldn't do that, dude. I would also wouldn't be blown by my friend's shared whore.
For the communal property that is the girl I love. We gotta wrap this sumbitch up. We will catch you guys Monday on the live show from the stand, everybody. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.